arrive at this school in the morning to participate in a partial immersion program aimed at helping them to become fluent in a foreign language. In this particular school, it's French.
Vous avez comparé vos réponses?
Annie Dwyer is a fifth grade French teacher.
Half of their day is spent with the French immersion teacher, where they learn math and science in French. And the other part of the day, half of the day, is spent with the English teacher, where they are taught social studies and language arts in English.
20 siècles, les gens sur Terre pensaient...
Students not only receive instruction in the French language, but they also are exposed to the cultural aspects of French-speaking countries.
I am actually Muslim, so my parents want me to learn about other cultures and other countries and people from those places.
In the future, we're probably going to be traveling a lot more, so I'll have a pretty good chance of meeting a person that speaks in French.
Some educators believe that immersing young students in a foreign language for half of their school day prepares them for a global economy. Christine Pedoret is a sixth grade French teacher.
It expands the mind of the child and also gives them a greater cultural awareness of other cultures and makes them therefore more tolerant of others' differences.
But critics argue that spending half the school day learning in a foreign language may negatively impact young students' fluency in English. Richard Gordon is a sixth grade English and social studies teacher. He disagrees.
One thing I notice when I teach my students, for them being in a foreign language program, they're very oral, they're very vocal, and they can express themselves very well in my English classes.
Donc je continue.
French teachers such as François Boitet admit there are challenges involved in the immersion program.
Since they don't understand everything, we have to find creative ways and different ways to teach to them.
Young students have their own challenges. Kenya Zadigan is a sixth grade participant in the French program.
It can be a bit confusing at times because, well, you learn the terms in French and some tests and some homework you get is written in English.
Robin Hooker is the principal of Kent Garden School.
Many of the children in our school, because this is an international school, come to us speaking perhaps two or three, in some instances, four languages. So it becomes a part of our responsibility to prepare children for global society, and that always includes languages.
Hooker says American students must be equipped linguistically and culturally to communicate successfully in a pluralistic American society and in today's global village. Mohammed Al-Shinawi, VOA News.